All right, so I'll start with Jim Koenig. We're so lucky to have him. He really is a legend in the privacy and cybersecurity space. Jim co-founded the International Association of Privacy Professionals how many years ago?
Too many
years ago. And he's the lead for his firm's privacy and cyber practice. He was able to recruit on super short notice. We're so grateful to Brian and to Kevin for joining us. Kevin Martin, at the very far end, served in the Marine Corps for 7 years. He has 15 years of experience in IT infrastructure and architecture and negotiating within the ransomware scene. And in the middle, Brian Lamb is with Mintz. He is the member of the team's privacy, security practice, and technology transactions. And so he provides actionable, I liked this, recommendations to engineer data flows to reduce compliance risk and engender consumer trust. He's a fellow of information privacy, and he's a member of the California Cybersecurity Task Force. Thank you guys for joining.
I got it. So just a little correction on Brian. No offense to the folks at Mintz. Brian is GC and co-founder of PrivacySecNow AI and formerly part of Meta. And so in what role were you at Meta?
So at Meta I led legal guidance for what's called privacy review. So under the FTC's consent order, Meta agreed to certain activities over the next 20 years. One of those was to run every single product, practice, and service, so everything at Meta, through a process as described in that order called privacy review, wherein we determine what the risks and what we call mitigations are for every single product, practice, and service that uses data. So in other words, how do we enforce privacy across Meta? And every time we launch something, every single regulator across the entire world asks us for the privacy review records, and they go through them and they send us fun follow-up questions.
Excellent. Now, Kevin is part of an organization called Digital Mint. They are ransomware threat negotiators. So you're very happy to see Kevin today. If you meet Kevin on an ordinary day for him, you're probably having a very bad day. Kevin, you want to tell a little bit more about what you do?
Yeah, so basically what I do is, clients come to us, counsel and carriers come to us and negotiate ransom payments and obtain intelligence against different threat actor groups across the digital space.
So we'll talk a little bit more about it. What we have for you today, now, I heard before, being outside counsel myself, that at Troutman Pepper, I hear that, lawyers often try to scare you about the things. Well, I'm not going to try and scare you. I'm going to try and frighten you with cybersecurity trends and things that you should be paying attention to. And then we're actually going to walk through a ransomware scenario-ish. What we're going to do is to talk about five key decisions on whether to pay or not pay a ransom demand. And so maybe a little bit too exciting, so make sure you're ready to go. The jokes don't get much better, so really lean in on them. Okay. All right, so we're going to talk about seven trends here in cybersecurity. And with these trends, cybersecurity, as everybody knows, is increasingly concerning. The sophistication is increasing. The threat actors and the profitability is increasing. Barrier to entry is pretty low. And so it requires a significant amount of vigilance on behalf of companies. So what we're going to do here is to talk a little bit about what's happening today in cybersecurity, what are the threats to pay attention to, and then looking forward to the horizon, some threats that you may not have heard much about to keep them on your electronic radar. So the first one that we're going to talk about, since AI is often the word of the day every day, we're going to talk a little bit about the role of AI and machine learning as it comes to cybersecurity. It's increasingly used by companies looking for threat detection, looking for fraud, looking for different patterns or anomaly, and various reports that 77% of cyber tools will be powered by the end of this year with some form of AI. and the market for those tools are going to grow significantly.